6 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, December 12th, 2024 edition. The bills that we just described regarding eliminating protections that are currently in place since 2005. Against everybody basically involved in the firearm industry. Well, in related news, the Judiciary Committee voted out House Bills 6222 and 6223, which would create penalties for individuals and firearm dealers who attempt to illegally purchase or provide for illegal purchases of firearms. Don't we already have these bills, these laws on the books? If you're a convicted felon and you go in and apply for a gun purchase to get a permit, you're already breaking the law. So how does this extend or change what we currently have on the books? It goes directly to the dealers as well. So let me get this straight. The state laws don't match up with the federal laws. According to Kelly Breen, again, the communist Democrat from Novi, who sponsored House Bill 6222, she said these bills are an effort to align our state prohibited gun purchases laws with federal laws. Oh, okay, so our law is different than the federal law? Additionally, Kara Hope, a Democrat from Lansing, who sponsored the companion bill, House Bill 6223, says that the penalty for a person who obtains a firearm by making false statements on an application for a purchase license would change from a 90-day misdemeanor to a 2-year felony. The package also creates a 2-year felony for federally licensed firearm dealers who fail to notify law enforcement of someone already prohibited from purchasing a firearm, from trying to do so. Two-year felony for a federally licensed firearm dealer who fails to notify law enforcement. Hey, this guy came into our store. He tried to buy a gun. He's a convicted felon. The firearm dealer now must report him, or they're going to face a 2-year felony. Previously, it had been a 90-day misdemeanor. Tony Buffa of the Oakland County Sheriff's Office testified in favor, saying the bills would allow local law enforcement to use their resources to pick up the slack from federal enforcement. What kind of numbers are we talking about here? Well, for the last year, on the record, 112,000 purchase transactions were denied, Buffa said. Additionally, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms referred 12,700 of those denied purchases for an actual investigation. So just barely 1%. Of those 12,700, 1% of those 12 were actually prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Oakland County Sheriff's Representative Buffa said, "We view this as a crucial common sense package of bills for public safety here in the state." The bills, which originated from the Oakland County Sheriff's Office, Mike Bouchard, I believe, is the sheriff. Well, they passed 8-0. All the Republicans on the committee abstained from voting. They didn't vote no, they just didn't vote at all. Why? Because they're chicken. They have no spines, they have no backbones. They're jellyfish. They just slime their way around Lansing. Why don't you guys stand up and vote against this garbage? It's just, it's amazing to me. And here's the other parting shot I'm going to take at these bills. Why did the Democrats not bring these gun bills up during regular session? Before the November 5th election. Why didn't they do it? Because they knew, had they brought it up in regular session before the election, they were going to lose swing district votes for Democrats, potentially losing their majority. Well, guess what? They lost their majority. So now these controversial gun bills are coming out of the woodwork in mass because they know darn well when the Republicans are in power, in control, starting in January, these bills wouldn't even get a committee hearing. These bills, these types of bills, would not even be assigned to a committee. You know where they would go? The committee for government operations, government ops. That committee is where bills go to die. And in my opinion, these bills should have all gone there. But they didn't. Democrats are in control. They know they're losing the power in January. So let's ram them through now. It's that simple. Let's ram them through now. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Going to shift gears. Giving away our money. Four projects requesting a combined $297 million in state money to help get them off the ground received sign-off from the House Appropriations Committee yesterday. A vote is still needed in the Senate Appropriations Committee, but this is what they're going to do. $50 million to the Copperwood Mine up in the Upper Peninsula. $120 million to Dow Chemical in Midland. This is going to expand their silicon manufacturing. Well, both of these were holdovers from the fiscal year 2024's budget. Dow wanting the money from who? Strategic. Oh, you know what? I've got to take a break from this. Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund grant for Dow Chemical, one of the most profitable corporations, companies in Michigan, wanting free SOAR money from us, the people. Unbelievable. Additionally, Michigan Strategic Fund saw a new request, $100 million for a massive computer center from the Los Lomas National Laboratory to the University of Michigan. And then another one that is, again, a private company, Detroit Diesel. They got their hand out for $27.7 million. This is just, Randy, bite your tongue, get through the stories, finish the show. Got it. A contingent of environmentalists packed the House Appropriations Committee to put pressure on the lawmakers to reject the copper mine's request. They fear that these additional activities will create environmental catastrophes near the Porcupine Mountains. The Copperwood Resources Company's proposal plans that they are going to invest $425 million of their own and need $50 million from the state so that they can create 380 jobs. $475 million to create less than 400 jobs. What they're going to do is dig a new copper mine between the state park and Lake Superior shoreline. Well, this request went all the way back to March. March 26. But they didn't pass it. They didn't bring it up during regular session. They had to wait until the lame duck so they could ram it through with all these other bills. Well, contingent of other concerned residents showed up at the hearing, pushing the lawmakers to reject the request. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231 231- 334-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one, wrapping up this spending monies going out, our taxpayer dollars going out to these companies. Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve, the SOAR Fund. This copper mine up in the UP, well, guess what? It's owned by a foreign company. It's not a Michigan-based company. And the 380 jobs they're talking about with $475 million investment, $1,250,000 per job. That's how much money is being spent to produce these 380 jobs. And we, the taxpayers of Michigan, are funding part of it. Here is the bottom line feedback from the people. The people who are actually looking at this project. An environmentalist, Alex Harass, produced a TikTok video that drew attention to the concerns that the waste products coming from the mine will end up in Lake Superior, our large freshwater lake that basically provides drinking water for a lot of people up in the UP. Well, a contingent of concerned residents showed up at the hearing to push the lawmakers to reject spending this $50 million, which supposedly the company is saying if they don't get the $50 million, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do the expansion. Well, one of the residents, Margot Cooper, we the taxpayers should not fund our own demise at the hands of a foreign company. Her testimony and a couple of others before her were wildly applauded. Marty Fatante, a special interest group from Invest UP, where they're pushing lawmakers to invest in projects like these in the UP, was actually heckled by the residents before the chair, Angela Whitwer, had to pound the gavel demanding decorum. Well, he stressed that supporters polling shows a wide majority of UPers support the project, and that the stringent standards of the state's restrictions on mining, which is overseen by state environmental officials, will keep the project safe. Yes, the project, the building of the project. But what about the byproducts? What is going to be coming out of the mine from the waste that they're producing? Well, after voting the approval of the funds, one of the citizens verbally attacked Fatante, calling him a POS as he was trying to leave the committee hearing. He was physically confronted with others upset with his position that the Upper Peninsula needed jobs from this project to survive economically. Sergeant of Arms stepped in and made room for Fatante to leave the committee hearing safely. Wrapping up the other three businesses, Whitworth's decision to vote and transfer money to these other projects, besides the mine, Dow Chemical, the University of Michigan's computer science project, and Detroit Diesel. Well, this caused a conflict of interest for one of the committee members, Republican Bill G. Schutte. I call him Little Billy, Bill Schutte's son, who's now a state rep from Midland. He wanted to vote separately on the bills. Why? Because of his conflict of interest. One of his biggest supporters and also his hometown job provider, Dow Chemical, was getting some of the funds. Other Republicans had heartburn about sending University of Michigan this massive endowment check. Well, Schutte was unable to convince the Democrat chair to separate out the bills, so he ended up voting on all of them anyway. The Democrat, Jason Morgan, Communist Democrat from Ann Arbor, gushed over the University of Michigan getting the money. At the end of the day, your conscience should always come first. Your district, your constituents, you should always look at them and then weigh it against the proposed legislation. $300 million of our taxpayer dollars to four private businesses, one of them a foreign company. Go get some more coffee and some aspirin. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning...